Over the course of some decades, the invasive European green crab has upset the balance of the ecosystem of parts of the coastal Bay of Fundy in southwest New Brunswick. In an attempt to control the species and mitigate the damage it does to the area's biodiversity, the Government of Canada this week announced a commercial fishery pilot for European green crab in southwest New Brunswick to open in the spring of next year. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Robert McDougall, Area Chief of Resource Management for the Department of Fisheries and Oceans in southwest New Brunswick, about the fishery, its potential benefit to the local economy, and how it is hoped it will lessen the negative impacts and reduce the spread of the species.
So there were two waves of introduction of green crab that we know of, one in the 1950s and one in the 1980s. Since that time, green crab have become prolific throughout the Bay of Fundy and other locations in the Maritimes, and we wanted to start this fishery to help control the population because green crab do have a detrimental impact on the ecology of the Bay of Fundy. Some of the ecological effects that we've seen, or that we've received information from, I should say, from our indigenous communities and our industry members, is that the green crab has a decimating impact on the dulse beds. They also predate on shopshell clams, so the clam population in the clam flats is reduced. They are also a predator of the juvenile species of all of the other native fish in the Bay of Fundy, including commercial fish, because those juvenile species exist in the near shore area where the green crab are most prolific. When you have a predator that is prolific in the same place that juvenile species are, they're going to get eaten. How many? I don't know. But we want to be able to reduce the population as much as we can to allow the native species to thrive once more.
How will the commercial fishery help to sort of, I'm assuming not to necessarily eradicate, but control numbers and spread. I mean, do you want to tell me a little bit about kind of how it should help?
Well, you're exactly correct, Ione, this isn't an eradication fishery. We would hope that they are, because they are an invasive species and we would like to see them go away. However, it's more likely that this will help control the population. So that's the framework that we're using for this particular pilot for 2026, is that it's a control fishery through a commercial license eligible to certain individuals. Those individuals would be commercial license holders that actively fished in 2025. See, the fisher was designated under a communal license in 2025, or they have proof of it being a commercial dulse harvester in 2025. Those three eligibility criteria will indicate who is eligible for a license. And based on that, we want to get as many eligible fishers in fishing green crab in order to control the population. The point from the DFO standpoint is to control the green crab population. How do we do that? If we have a fishery that is commercialized that allows to sail a green crab, more individuals are going to want to catch the green crab.
I was wanting to ask a little bit about what effect that will have on the industry in the area, and what can European green crab be used for?
Sure. So this will support the local. It'll support our indigenous communities and our commercial fishers, existing commercial fishers, in diversifying their portfolios for fishing, which is the blue economy strategy for the Government of Canada. That's the hope for the fishery to support industry. Now, in terms of what can green crab be used for, really the sky's the limit, provided that whatever they're being sold for is appropriately authorized. For example, green crab can be used as bait for other fisheries, provided that it's dead. It can be used for compost, so like your organic soils for your garden. And there is the possibility that it could be processed for food. That would have to go through the appropriate approvals with the Canadian Food Inspection Agencies, but all of those post-landing sales aren't the mandate of DFO, but they're options to the fishers and to the industry in terms of making the green crab a marketable product that will support the control fishery.
This is just a pilot for 1 year, I understand. And will this potentially be expanded after the year? Is there a broader area that would be needed to control the species?
Well, I can't really answer the future. That's not within my care and control. But in terms of what's the intent, well, hopefully this fishery does have a measure of control of the population, which would be helpful, because green crab, if we don't eradicate green crab, we have to control them, and you can only control them if you do it constantly.
What other options are there other than commercial fisheries for control of invasive species like this?
There is a what's called a Section 52 Aquatic Invasive Species Control License, and it does not allow the sale of green crab, right? That is for individuals, typically organizations, non-governmental organizations, and ecological groups who want to help control the population of green crab, but there would be no sale post-landing. It would be only for the purpose of destruction at this time.
And then sort of in broader terms, how can the introduction of invasive species like European green crab, how can they be sort of prevented in the first place?
In Canada, the introduction of any live fish into another fish habitat is prohibited under the Fisheries Act and regulations. So one way to prevent the spread of any aquatic invasive species, specifically the green crab, is that you ensure that if you have any live wells or if you have anything on the side of your boat and you're going from one location to another, that you thoroughly clean them. And if you go on the DFO website for aquatic invasive species, there's quite an extensive information piece on how to clean your boat. There's optional chemicals or processes, etc. For green crab, it's ensuring that you don't inadvertently take a live green crab or anything from one location, like for example, the Bay of Fundy, and take it to another part, another ocean in Canada, which may or may not have juvenile green crab or whatnot on, like, rocks or seaweed or clamshells, etc. You want to keep those out of the water. For fishers that are interested, that based on the eligibility criteria that I explained, we do have two information sessions happening, one tomorrow on Graham and Anne and one in St. George on Friday. That information has been distributed to all of the advisory committee and the fishers representatives. If they're interested and they're listening, I would encourage them to reach out to their association or industry representative and determine when and where they need to be if they would like to join.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.